a lot better Saturday afternoon than last Saturday. You know, my hats go off to our football team, our kids, being resilient, being, you know, tough, fighting back from a rough one. I mean, Jerry's got all kinds of darn stats. What happens, Jerry? We just did that for your stats. We don't really care. Our kids came to play. You know, it was a little different. You know, I'm not so sure. Last week we were so high and so excited. And this week we weren't as excited before the game, but we came out and executed against a really good football team. I mean, that offense is no joke. You know, they're a good football team that scored a ton of points a week ago against a fast and athletic South Florida football team. So I'm just proud of our kids. You know, they took coaching. We got a lot of details cleaned up from a week ago. I mean, I thought our special teams played great. Started off our first you know, we called our Rangers, our punt return group. You know, they want to fake a punt, and they do a great job of stuffing it. You know, Jimmy Madura had a great play on that one. He's been a great special teams player for us so far this year. But, you know, and then, you know, the blocking that we did on the last hands team was excellent, where they couldn't even get to the ball. Took an unbelievable bounce but went out of bounds. So, I'm happy with all three phases. Still in the second half. Some details that we still have to clean up. I mean, just critical penalties at crazy times. I mean, that third down stop in the first drive defensively, you know, I don't think it's a face mask when, you know, last time I looked, the face mask's not up here. It's a fumble. We got the ball. All of a sudden, they got a first down and take the drive down for a touchdown. So little things like that that we can't continue to do. But we're 1-0 in the ACC. It's where we wanted to be, and we'll work on the next. Questions? Well, I mean, you know, I guess I already started talking about that. It's important. I mean, it's important how we respond, you know. And even at halftime, I talked about maturity and, you know, what are we all about as a football team? Who are we? You know, are we going to, you know, be able to handle this success? I mean, talk about handling adversity. All of a sudden you have, you know, 30 minutes of success, and can you handle success? And then all of a sudden there's some adversity, and we handled the adversity as well. We get a first down at the end. I mean, in a critical, they got three timeouts left with whatever, 39 seconds. And our offense did a good job at, you know, eating up a clock and getting a first down, running the ball down their throat. And that's how you win football games. So, you know, it's important to bounce back. I mean, and again, it shows you what kind of football team we've got.
In the halftime, did you know Kenny would come out for the second half?
I knew immediately. I mean, you know, we didn't have any, you know, Kenny, you know, I'm going to, you know, get mad at him. I mean, I think, you know, Rodgers got hurt last week in the NFL game with, you know, with his plant leg. And that was a plant leg problem there. And he wears a knee brace, as you guys know, that have been to practice every day. He wears a knee brace every day in practice. And he'll wear a knee brace. Matter of fact, if any of you guys find out he's not – out there with a knee brace on, let me know. But that plant foot is vulnerable. And you know, we did that at Michigan State when I was there. I was the one saying, listen, coach, you know, I get scared our defensive guys getting too close to our quarterback. We got to protect that guy's plant leg. And they've done it for years there. And Kenny's going to wear that knee brace. So we dodged a bullet, really. He's healthy, and you know, but he likes to go run, and he wants to feel clean. But that ain't going to happen. I'll tape that thing to his leg.
Do you feel like he made a lot of progress
from last week to this week? I do. I mean, that was a good football team. And, you know, we talked about, you know, possibly making your biggest improvement from week one to week two. Well, I don't know if we got challenged in week one, but we certainly got challenged in week two. And I think we made some major improvements against a good football team. You know, I Georgia Tech's a good football team. I mean, the three and outs that our defense pulled up in the first half were incredible. I mean, that was, you know, maybe one of the best defensive performances in the first half as you're going to see. I mean, when you go three and out four times or whatever it was, four of the six drives, I mean, that's incredible.
Hey, was that accumulation of, you talked about practicing against that during the, you know, over the summer, and then obviously this week, did you see sort of all that kind of come together?
No doubt about it. I mean, I think our kids felt comfortable. Randy Bates and the defense staff, you know, Rob Harley and Charlie Partridge and Coach Collins and Coach, they all did a great job. They knew what they were doing. We were detailed. I mean, we've looked at 3 years of taping. But again, as much as you stop in the first half, they come out in the second half and they do some different things of motioning out there and getting your numbers and blocking the safety out of a trips formation. And they do some things. So our kids did, you know, we had a couple busts out there in the second half because we adjusted, you know, we adjusted our coverage a little bit, which I was a little scared to death. I mean, Charlie Partridge comes up and says, hey, I just got to give you a heads up. We're changing something that's drastic. And I was like, oh, golly, really? And a couple guys made some busts on it in a series, but it did help us in the long run. Matter of fact, I think Felipe got a pick on the on that coverage that we kind of tweaked. So, heck of a job by him. Yes.
Hi, Coach. You had two players with injuries, light injuries. What are their statuses right now?
I don't talk about injuries. You must be new.
I am new. I saw they walked off the field.
They walked off the field, and they both finished the game. So 23-8, they finished the game, and they're fine.
Hey, you're five of 12 on third down. It didn't seem like you were in third and long a lot. You were in third and manageable. Did you feel like that was one area of the offense that, that maybe didn't rise to your level of expectation?
You know what? You look at it, and, you know, we'll see. I mean, I think we, you know, threw some balls a little short, even the first third down. You know, Kenny throws it behind him and whatever. But, you know, I'm not going to nitpick on those things. We got to get better. You know, sometimes you have some routes that are run wrong around depth and all that. But, you know, we'll take the win.
You have a kid like Kirk go through what he did last week. What was it like to see, what was it like to go through that with him and try to get him ready for this game and to see how he performed his bounce back?
Yeah, no, I don't know what his average was. Looks like 39 yards, six punts. But, you know, again, it wasn't just him. I mean, I was just excited for all those guys. I mean, it's, that snap is important. You know, we got our holder back. You know, I mean, all those things are important. I mean, the guys get used to being with that same guy. And, you know, it was great to see all of them bounce back. I mean, you know, I thought the snaps by Cal were great. Obviously, Jake's holds were great. The kicks were great. And Kirk caught all his punts, which we expect him to do. And so he played well. I think he's just going to continue to get better. And you live and learn. And, you know, I'm just glad our guys have learned from the situation. We got over it, and we move on to the next week.
I know they scored on it, but you punt them down thin at the 1 yard line. It took a lot of time for them to score, and that ended up being a big factor.
Yeah, it was a long drive. They got us probably the time possession on that 99-yard drive. But, you know, they were, I think it was a two-score game at that time, maybe even three. You know, make them earn it. Yeah, the 25. Yeah, huge. It was a great stop. You know, really should have had Aaron Matthews, the other gunner, get down to the – he should have been the one to down it. We only had one gunner down there. So just little details like that that maybe you don't see. You go, oh, that's a great job. You know, Aaron, go all the way to the goal line and make sure you stop the ball. It's a sky punt, pooch kick.
In your first three games this season, you all have scored 60 points in the first half, the three in the second half. What do you explain sort of that drastic difference in – what are you seeing in the second half offense, but it just isn't quite up to par?
You know, I think it's just, you know, details of a call, details of a execution. I mean, it just takes one guy to mess a play up. You know, we get a sudden change situation. We got the ball. Felipe gets the ball on an interception, and we got the ball at the 30. We throw a pick. I mean, it's those things, you know, drive stoppers that we've got to continue to clean up. You know, there's always something. But again, give the defense credit for, you know, making some adjustments as well, and maybe doing some things better.
Yeah, is Kenny going to work the praise in games too, the rest of the season?
Yeah, I thought he was.
Practice in games.
I mean, me and Coach Watson talked about it yesterday. Practice in games. Me and Coach Watson talked about it probably last night or something. Like, hey, Kenny wants to wear, you know, Kenny doesn't want to wear the knee brace. And I'm like, hey, don't care what Kenny wants to do. Kenny's going to wear that knee brace. And then when he went down, I'm like, Coach Watts, where's his knee brace at? You know, and again, I don't look for knee braces. I don't check to see if guys are wearing gloves. I got to be the equipment police.
Your defense seemed to do a good job forcing Marshall to really go through his progressions and get the ball out of his hands on the pitch. Was that just, you know, everybody sticking to their keys on those plays?
It was. I mean, there was some great discipline going on, and, you know, they changed some blocking again. You know, we call it a TARC block, where they arc release the offensive tackle to get, you know, Virginis, who was so active in the lane, in the quarterback lane. So they started arc releasing him, and you know, so just again, another, you know, great job again by, you know, Paul Johnson, just adjusting what we're, you know, we're getting in the pitch lane with the mic, and our kids did a great job executing, you know, option football. We've got to be disciplined.
Quadri Olson has been extremely consistent for three games. How do you feel like he's better than he was a year ago, or just what's leading to him being so consistently good?
You know what? You know, I can't tell what it is, you know, by just the naked eye. I mean, number one, it starts with his attitude. He's got a great attitude. You know, he's become a leader. Our guys obviously chose him as a game captain. You know, our captains did. He's just taken over. He's come a long way. And I tell you what, Darren Hall had some great runs as well. I mean, Darren Hall, I was like, keep running that guy too. It's like you wish you could play both of them at the same time. Darren Hall is a great back. And both those guys, we want to get both of those guys going, you know, and I think really Darren Hall had a great game too. I don't know what he rushed for. Looks like 29 yards on just seven carries. So Darren Hall's a great back too.